Psalm 7, 35. And Deuteronomy chapter 32. Second Samuel chapter 1. Also, I'll tell you again, Matthew 5, Psalms 35, Deuteronomy 32, 2 Samuel chapter 1, Proverbs chapter 24. I don't have to mark the movie, but that's about it. And David said unto him, From whence comest thou? He said unto him, Out of the camp of Israel am I escaped. David said unto him, How went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, That the people are fled from the battle, men of the people also are fallen dead, and Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. David said to the young man that told him, How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan are dead? And the young man told him, As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul laid upon his spear to the chariots and horsemen, followed hard after them. When he looked behind him, he saw me and called unto me, and I answered, I said, And here am I. And he said to me, Who art thou? And he answered and said, I'm Amalekite. He said to me, Stand, I pray thee, upon me and slay me, for anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet whole of me. So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure he could not live after he was fallen. I took the crown that was upon his head, the bracelet that was on his arm, and had brought them hither unto my Lord, talking about David. Then David took hold of his clothes, rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted even for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord in the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. Now we'll stop there. If you read that on a few verses, you'll find that David had one of his men kill that man that killed Saul. If you know anything about the Bible, you know that Saul hated David. He was jealous of David. He tried to kill him two or three times. And so, when David's enemy died, David did not gloat over it. Someone said, when we gloat over others' misfortune, we make ourselves the avenger. And we put ourselves in the place of God, who alone is the real judge of all the earth. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32. Notice what it says real quickly. We're talking about God being the judge of all of the earth. Aren't you glad he's a big one? Amen. He don't need us. We need him. Look at verse chapter 32, verse 35. Notice what it says. To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. And the thing that shall come upon them make haste, for the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there's none shut up or left. And he shall say, Where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted? Little rock, by the way. And he shall say, I just read that verse. That's what, verse 38. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings, let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I am he, and there's no God with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and make my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. God is the judge of the earth. Look in Psalms 35. we see David's prayer. God, for help. Probably written as he was being hunted by Saul. I've got down here 26 verses to read. I don't know if we'll read all that. Plead my cause, O Lord, to them that strive with me, and fight against them that fight against me. The battle's real. It's a personal battle. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Drive also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me, saying to my soul, oh boy, I am myself. Let them be confounded and put to shame to seek after my soul. Let them be turned back, brought to confusion that divided my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause, I said without cause, had they hid for me their net, a pit, which without cause had they digged for my soul. Without cause, he said. Don't have any reason to be my enemy. Don't have any reason to come after me. Notice, let destruction come upon him and unawares. Let his net that he had kept himself in that very destruction let it fall. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses rise up, they lay to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoil of my soul. But as for me when they were sick, but that is what it said. My clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. He talked about when my enemies were sick. I was praying for them. I was burdened for them. And my prayer returned in my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or father, brother. You got it. You know what it said. Read it with yourself. Amen. I bowed down heavily as one that mourned for his mother. But in my absence, the adversity did rejoice. Gather themselves together, yea, the angels gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and seize me with hypocritical mockers and beasts. They gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the one great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongly rejoice over me, neither let them weep when they hate me without a cause, for they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth against me and say, ha, ha, I have seen it. Thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir thyself awake to my judgment, even to my call, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness. Let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ha, ah, so we have it. Let them not say we have swallowed them up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together to rejoice in my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Lord, the Lord be magnified. which have pleasure in the prosperity of a servant, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Hallelujah. Listen to what Matthew Henry said. And you have to listen carefully, because he used old English. Old stuff. Thou canst not do a greater kindness to thy enemy when he is fallen than to rejoice in it. For then to cross thee and to vex them, thee, God will turn away his wrath from him, for the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. He said you can't do a kinder thing to the enemy is to be glad when he falls and when he stumbles. Because then God will turn his wrath from him. My friend, I have seen God do that. I'm telling you, I have practiced these verses in my life, and I have seen God do what only God can do. Look at Matthew chapter 5. Now this is part of the message, but this ain't all. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Wonder what Jesus has got to say about it. You've heard it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. The Pharisees have said that. They take a few verses out of context and put that together. They were floating that around. Okay? But I say to you, love him. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun as you in to rise on the evil, on the good, and send the rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Not even the publicans the same. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Crazy. I got two questions. Do you now feel as though the government of the United States has quickly become the enemy of God and his children? How many of you feel that way? I can say. I feel that way. Another question, do you think it will get worse or will it get better? a lot worse. It's going to get worse. Now, if you didn't say yes to those two questions, you either judge your eyes or you have your head in the sand. You either judge your eyes and you have your head in the sand. Folks, there is a spiritual battle going on in this country. I heard one reporter say, he said 90% of the people that voted for Trump are born-again Christians. I believe that. I don't care what you say, what I do, but you may be wrong my other way. I believe Trump born again. I've never talked to him. But I've read after preachers that know him personally. I've read about one preacher has a meal with him once a month. I know my Bible preacher has a meal with him once a month. And he says, Donald Trump born again. Amen. I want to say this to you tonight. I'm not trying to start an insurrection. I'm not trying to start one. I'm not trying to revolt or rebel against the government. I'm not pushing that here tonight, by the way. But I do want us to know what God has to say about it. I'm going to show you what God has to say about political enemies. You see, there may come a time when we as a church and or as individuals say, that's it. Enough is enough. Murdering babies? No more. Paying other countries more than we're paying our own people. Caring more for countries that don't care anything about us. Wanting our country to be socialist. I like that t-shirt David had on. It says, socialism distance. Amen. I'll give you a verse. Romans 14:5 says, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Thinking like a Christian or like a modern day liberal. Good book. Miss Valerie found a set of books that Blossom came in. Sue, got them back here. Y'all can take them out. You can take them out and see Sue. They're DVDs about biblical thinking versus the worldview. Most Christians don't believe in capital punishment. They shout, thou shalt not kill. And they're right. But the word of God gives the government the right and the responsibility to kill those that murder in cold blood. Amen. cross. True or false? As long as government is serving the purpose for which God created it, government is approved by God. Let me say it again. As long as government is serving the purpose for which God created, government is approved by God. How many believe that's false? How many believe it's true? Okay, good, I'm glad you did. While the civil government steps outside of God's order, or when the civil government steps outside of God's ordained purpose and persecutes righteous people, promotes evil, and does injustice to the innocent. And folks, you don't get no more innocent than a baby in a mama's womb. The more authority the civil government has been lost, and Christians are free to disobey. I told you now, I'm not this organization. I may revolt, but I won't make you do that unless you want to. As we just said, disobedience to government may be required in the process of opposing evil, promoting righteousness, defending the weak, and the providing for the safety of one's family. While God allows governments to come to being, that does not mean that God approves of every government. To draw an analogy, God allowed the terrorist attacks on September 11th, but God did not approve of them. If, for example, the people of Cuba are sick and tired of the killings, the beatings, the imprisonments dispensed by the government of their country, they are biblically justified in overthrowing the government, who has clearly not fulfilled the God-given purpose of civil government. By the way, friend, just vote for communism if you want to drive old cars the rest of your life. See pictures of me. Have you seen the pictures of me getting an old car? That's what communism does. Listen to this. Scripture's called rulers, the government rulers, ministers of God. The description ministers shows clearly how important the responsibility of a civic leader actually is, since Scripture calls these people ministers. It stands to reason that God would call Christians into this occupation, just as he called some people into the ministry of being a full-time pastor. Amen. A lot of people hate Jerry Falwell. Well, Jerry Falwell promoted Christians being politicians with the right standards. Christians in Germany should not have shown honor to Hitler. The Bible says we are to give honor to those who are due honor, and Hitler did not deserve any such thing. He was not a minister of God and was not a legitimate government official because he violated the God-ordained purpose for civil government. We live in a fallen world where man has a free will to do good or evil. While it is true the church often flourishes during times of extreme persecution, this happens largely because of the civil disobedience of Christians who worship underground, smuggle Bibles, and distribute scripture contrary to the laws that are governed. Some governments are so evil, corrupt, and ungodly. Christians are obliged not to support them, because to do so would be to participate in what they are doing. According to Christ, the government should work in harmony with the church. Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and to God that which is God. When it does that, God approves of the government in power. Understand, though, that church government is not inevitably superseded by civil government. Many people in the Bible took part in civil disobedience. When Pharaoh commanded the Hebrew midwives to kill all male Hebrew babies, mother's mother lied to Pharaoh and did not carry out his command. When Nebuchadnezzar ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow down to the golden image, they refused and were cast into a fiery furnace. Daniel prayed to God in spite of the king's dictate to the contrary. Acts chapter 6, when Peter and John were commanded not to preach the gospel, their response was, we ought to obey God rather than man. I pray that what I've said tonight concerning our, first of all, our personal enemies, I pray you take it to heart. Pray for them. Put them in the hands of God. And listen, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to put them in the hands of God today, and you're going to take them back up again tomorrow. We all do that. What do? Put them back in the hands of God. And you pray for them. Amen. And you love them. God is the judge of the earth. It works, folks. It works. And this political enemies, you have to be persuaded in your own mind what to do. Now, God knows I wouldn't change anything that I thought would hurt you. But it may come to that point, friend. It may come to that point. If you don't realize the seriousness of the situation, this is worse than it's ever been as far as the oppression toward the things of God. And he just walked in and just... They don't care about the working man's gas bill. What about Walmart today? They don't care. They ain't never had a job. They ain't never had blood, sweat, and tears. They ain't never had to work two or three jobs to feed their family. I've done it, and many of you have done it. And I'd do it again tomorrow if I had to. But I don't have to. I didn't take the offer to do the bank once in a while. I hope you don't believe that. They won't let me touch it. I don't want to touch it. Then,
I read reflection on this, but the other thing called the Doomsday Clock. It started back in 1954 because all the nuclear weapons were being developed.
You know, if he gives our building everything to him, then tomorrow the building must go to the building. Everything. We're going to have to get that parking lot. Get that fencing up, get that awning built. Another thing or two outside, the same way this building got built. We have to give. We have to give. You can give above your tithes and offer to the building fund. God bless you for it. Amen. Hey, you can't don't worry about it. God's got it. He might just want to leave this building here. Somebody else has to be gone. Work back.